This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. At CEO AI Message, why it worked communicatively. When fear meets the mic, how the ATS CEO got the AI conversation right. What happened? The CEO of ATS stepped into one of the most charged conversations in business right now, artificial intelligence and job security. Rather than dodging the anxiety or flooding the room with optimism, he led with a clear message. Adaptability, not resistance, is how workers survive the AI era. A supporting report noted that Indian workers, despite real concerns, are staying optimistic. The communication angle. Let's start with the headline itself. Adaptability is the antidote to AI fear. That is a precision strike of a phrase. It uses contrast fear versus antidote. It offers a solution instead of a warning, and it lands in one breath. Most executives faced with this topic reach for vague reassurances like AI will create new opportunities or we're committed to our people. Those phrases mean nothing because they cost nothing. This CEO chose a word.
Antidote.
That one word repositions the entire conversation from threat to remedy. This is what I call reframing under pressure. When a topic carries fear, the worst thing a communicator can do is mirror that fear back to the audience. You either amplify it or you replace the frame entirely. The ATS CEO replaced it.
He did not say AI is not scary. He said here is what beats it.
That is an enormous difference.
One is denial.
The other is direction. The reference to Indian workers staying optimistic is also a smart communication move.
It grounds an abstract leadership message in actual human behavior.
Data about worker sentiment does two things at once. It validates the audience's experience and it normalizes resilience.
You are not telling people how to feel. You are showing them that people like them are already feeling it. That is social proof used responsibly.
Here is where most leaders still get it wrong, though. They deliver the right message once, in the right setting, and then they stop. A line like adaptability is the antidote deserves to be the backbone of an entire communication strategy, repeated across formats, tied to specific programs, anchored to real examples. One sharp quote in a report does not change culture.
Repetition with specificity does.
The overall approach here earns a pass, but it is not complete. The message is strong.
The framing is intentional.
What is missing is the operational layer. What does adaptability actually look like inside ATS?
Give me a program, a training initiative, a team success story.
Without that, the antidote stays a slogan. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on reframing difficult conversations gives you a framework for replacing fear-based language with direction-based language, so your audience leaves with momentum instead of anxiety.
The takeaway.
Before your next public statement on a high anxiety topic, write down the single emotional state you want your audience to walk away with.
Not the facts you want to deliver, the feeling. Then build your opening line to deliver that feeling in under 10 words.
The ATS CEO wanted people to feel capable.
Adaptability is the antidote does exactly that.
That is your model.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.